The Ramayana is a sacred text for millions of Hindus around the world. Now Seattle's ACT Theater has adapted the epic for the stage. The play premieres tonight. KUOW's Marcy Silman has more.
It's a chilly autumn morning. A dozen actors stretch and warm up in a rehearsal room at ACT Theater. Directors Kurt Beatty and Sheila Daniels are staging a battle scene. The soldiers are a battalion of monkeys.
And the monkey hordes march to the shores of Lanka with a battle cry. The war had begun.
This is a scene from the South Asian classic, the Ramayana. The original text is massive, more than 24,000 verses. ACT's version focuses on the Ramayana's central story. The virtuous Prince Rama is on a quest to rescue his wife, Sita. She's been kidnapped by a powerful demon king named Ravana. ACT artistic director Kurt Beatty first decided to stage this epic 2 years ago. He remembers he had several reasons to think it would work.
For one, it's a new story to a lot of Americans. Secondly, when you expose yourself to it, you realize that it is a great epic tale.
A morality tale, in fact. Rama represents all that is good on earth, while Ravana is an incarnation of evil. Producing a live theater version of the Ramayana is a little bit like putting the Old Testament on stage. The characters are human, but they're also avatars from the pantheon of Hindu gods. Two playwrights had the task of adapting this complex story. Kurt Beatty says he didn't give them any particular directives.
The tale is so vast that what we thought we would do is we wouldn't inhibit ourselves, that we wanted to reflect it, but inevitably reflect it through our Western sensibilities.
That said, ACT consulted with many Hindu and South Asian community groups to make sure the new theatrical adaptation didn't offend cultural or religious values. The theater company has also worked with a collective of artists, a dozen actors, designers, even a choreographer, Maureen Whiting. She watches from the side as Sheila Daniels and the actors try to figure out some complicated movements with spears.
People of Lanka, our enemy Salia savages.
That's great, you guys. You know, Maureen, I realize that since we're starting Act 3 in a different place, Belle can't be in the
Ramayana is the first project in what Kurt Beatty hopes will be a new collaborative way for ACT to make plays. He envisions large groups of artists working together on more big projects. But for now, Beatty and his colleagues aren't planning for the future. They're waiting until after the Ramayana is safely up on its feet. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.